It's the Personal Edge Fitness Show, a guide to improved health and fitness. You deserve a successful lifestyle, and Garrett Williamson will show you how. Dispelling the myths of fitness, nutrition, and health, because you deserve to live well. Now, the guide for your journey, your host, Garrett Williamson.
Hello, and welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Garrett Williamson. We're continuing on with our five-part series today on the live aging. So if you're interested in calling into the show and have comments about either today's show or any of the topics we've spoken about, especially dealing with the live aging, you can reach us on our phone line, which is 251-278-3343. That's 251-278-EDGE. You can contact me via my Twitter at @teampe. I'm always reachable via email, Garrett at personaledgefitness.com, and that's Garrett spelled just like Levi Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. That's also our website, personaledgefitness.com, and our Facebook page. Now, we're back to our big topic, my favorite topic, which is the live aging. And I hope you've caught the other shows. If you haven't, if you've missed any of the other shows about this, I implore you to check out the podcast. You can find my podcast on pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts on iHeartRadio, iTunes, several locations. And also you can find this radio show the same places, but even easier, you can go into fmtalk1065.com and check out my shows there. Because I'd like you to know all the parts of this five-part series. Well, we're talking about the lie of aging, and as I've said in the other shows, that the lie of aging is basically we've lived under a situation of suspended disbelief, and that is typically when you're asked to enjoy fiction, you're asked to suspend disbelief, and that's temporarily allowing oneself to believe something that isn't true, especially in order to enjoy a work of fiction, and that's exactly what we've done as far as aging is concerned. Now, as I've said in the other shows, that our body is a machine. It is the most sophisticated, the smartest machine on the planet. It is far smarter than we are. And though other machines, we believe that if they're maintained, they can be maintained basically forever. I mean, we do not doubt that. There's a generator that was actually pulled out of Hitler's bunker that was developed by Siemens and is still running today. I know somebody that's actually seen it and worked on it. But we believe our no matter what, tomorrow we're going to get worse. The definition of the lie of aging is the inherent belief that degeneration of the human body is inevitable solely due to time passing on the calendar. And what happens is we come up with these, because we just swallow that pill and we just believe that, okay, that's just true. There's no reason to question it. It's just true. And now we're going to create an enemy, and it's going to be called aging. We're going to come up with silly phrases like I'm fighting aging, or I've got this product and it's anti-aging. Or insulting backhanded compliments that like, you look good for your age, or you're doing great for your age. And the biggest one that I hear often is, and actually it sums up several different comments and several different phrases, and that is the fear, the absolute fear that we live with day by day of age. And how much that fear wears on us is incredible. Now, believe it or not, when I'm talking about the lie of aging, I call it the lie of aging, it's age is really not our real concern. Now, when we talk about things that concerns about aging, when we speak of the properties, pain in the joints, weakness associated with muscle, with deteriorating muscle, balance leaving us as time passes on a calendar, weight gain, or in general, reduced performance. When we're speaking about those things, that's not really age. It isn't. It's something completely different. In fact, the best example I can give you is something I see day to day in my practice, and had somebody in my office just 2 days ago. We did a consult, and their comment was, you know, Lord, well, actually, somebody was in there today, and we were talking about this exact subject. Gosh, if I could just do all those amazing things I could do back when I was X amount old. You name the number. I'm not going to tell you what that number is because it's different for everybody. It could be 18. It could be 21. It could be 35. Whatever it is, if I could just do all those things at the same level. And what I mean by that is, you know, well, I used to play basketball, but I can still shoot basketball. It just takes me half an hour longer. No, I'm talking about do those same things at that same ability, at that same speed, at that same performance level. If you could do those things all your life, then you would not feel like you had aged. And I'm careful how I use that word. Well, that's not age. That's ability. And there are four components of ability. And ability is basically the mental or physical power or skill needed to do something. And the four components that dictate ability, and as I said before, these are not my four components. They are the four components of ability, and they 100% dictate ability, and that is activity, nutrition, lifestyle, and the absolute most important, the one that you have to get right. And if you don't get it right, the others, that's maybe 40 to 50% of the game at the most, and that's mindset. Activity, nutrition, lifestyle, and mindset. The neat thing about all four of these is they are 100% controllable. As I like to say, they're your fault. You are to blame. But the neat thing about that, and you want those things to be your fault. You want those things to be in your control because then you're responsible for them. You can affect them. You can change them. And you can control them. This series, the first one was an introduction, but the all of these other segments of the series are in-depth descriptions of each of these components because I've told you everything right there, believe it or not. I've told you everything that should undo your thinking about aging and the fact that aging deteriorates you. There's your answer right there. You activity, nutrition, lifestyle, mindset, controllability, you can 100% control them, the end. But I'm sure that still leaves a lot of questions in your mind. Well, each one of these segments is an in-depth description of each of these components, showing how they not only dictate the failures we associate with age, but how we are responsible for each and therefore can completely control them. That's why I'm taking so much time. Now, we've gone over activity, and the bottom line on activity is the old adage, if you don't use it, you lose it, period. That's really not going to – I don't think anybody disagrees with that. But the other fact is that we do a lot of things as far as our activity is concerned through either not using or incorrectly doing things. And I'm not talking about it just in the gym. I use the example, and my favorite example is to talk about getting up out of a chair. The majority of us do that wrong. We knew how to do it as a child, but we now do it wrong, and that causes damage to the knees. And then you've got knee replacements, these kind of things that don't happen in your 20s. And we think it happens strictly because time passed on the calendar. We talked about nutrition. And when it comes to nutrition, too many people look at nutrition. They look at nutrition and try to solve the problem of nutrition with a microscope. Folks, the problem that we have can be seen with a telescope. It doesn't take a microscope to fix it. And two of the biggest concerns we have are the lack of protein, the lack of water. And it's been proven that the as time passes on the calendar, we let those go, and we actually make it happen to ourselves. Well, today's a bigger topic, believe it or not. It is lifestyle. And I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my best to hit the high points in this because there's a lot of information here. But I'm going to show you how we change things in our lifestyle, which cause us to deteriorate, and why we think age is synonymous with the word deteriorate is absurd. We're causing these things to ourselves. I'm here to help you find your level of wellness. I'm here to help you live longer. This is the Personal Edge Fitness Show. You're listening to Garrett Williamson. We're going to cover lifestyle and how it affects the lie of aging. Stay tuned. I look forward to bringing this to you.
To the Personal Edge Fitness Show, helping you on the road to a healthy lifestyle. Here now, Garrett Williamson.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're continuing our series on the lie of aging, and we're covering lifestyle today. Basically describing how our changes in lifestyle actually make us deteriorate. And again, as always, it's not time passing on a calendar that causes these things. So, okay, well, it must be the Personal Edge Fitness Show. And the reason it must be because Garrett's going to start out with a definition like he always does. So lifestyle, definition of that is the habits, attitudes, tastes, standards, whether moral or not, economic level, etc., that together constitute the mode of living of an individual or group. Okay, that's a mouthful. I know you're not going to be tested on it, I promise you. But what we're going to concentrate on in that, the habits, attitudes, tastes, standards, economic level, etc., that together constitute the mode of living of an individual or group. We're going to concentrate on habits and standards. They have a lot to do with what we're talking about. And I'll tell you a typical lifestyle, life cycle of a typical family, and I'm careful using that word because I'm going to say something in here that, hey, well, I don't have that in my life cycle. I understand. You probably don't. But in general, we all have a very similar, if not the same, template for our life cycle. And in this life cycle, actually, there's something that isn't in my life, but I'm still going through the same typical life cycle. The typical life cycle is birth, then childhood. I separate these two, teenage years. Number four is the leaving of the house, college, or I call it college service or job, going to college, going into the service, or possibly getting a job. Married or joining a spouse of some sort, children, empty nest, and then retirement. Birth, childhood, teenage, college service or job, married, children, empty nest, retirement. I'm sure that's familiar. I'm sure you're probably you're in that road somewhere on that journey, and I'm sure that's familiar to you. Well, something very interesting in our life cycle, and I'm gonna jump to the side a bit and describe something, but stick with me here because this is going to rear its head several times when you talk about lifestyle. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the hierarchy of needs, but this is very important, and we're going a little deep, I know. But this answer to undo the lie of aging, it's not a 2-second answer. There's the quintessential why do these things happen, and the why is it takes a little bit of a time to explain. And there's a lot of information we won't cover today, but I think you'll be able to touch on and follow exactly my train of thought here. But I want to talk about the hierarchy of needs really quick. And the hierarchy of needs are pretty simple. They start off with your basic needs, and then they move to your psychological needs and your self-fulfillment needs. Now, basic needs are food, water, warmth, rest. And you basically can't live without those. Food, water, warmth, rest, you can't live without. And second on the basic needs, that's not quite as important as those, but is security, safety. That's another basic need. After that, you move to your psychological needs, belongingness and love needs. It's said that we are born with two fears. We're born with the fear of not being loved, and we're born with the fear of falling. Well, belongingness and love needs, even though, you know, some people say, I don't need anybody. Well, no man's an island. But intimate relationship, friends, companionship, we have a need for that. And under the psychological needs, there's also esteem needs. That's prestige or feeling of accomplishment of some sort. And at the top of the list, going in less in order of importance, but the top of the list are self-fulfillment needs. That's self-actualization, achieving one's full potential, including creative activities. Now, the reason I go over all of those is that those don't change. Those don't change as the time passes on a calendar. You don't hit a certain age and all of a sudden don't have psychological needs. You never, everybody can agree, you always have your basic needs. But we, but those other, the psychological needs, the self-fulfillment needs, those do not change as time passes on a calendar. But what's interesting is activity, nutrition. Well, because of lifestyle, actually. Because of lifestyle, activity and nutrition change. And after those three of those, the combination of three of those causes a mindset change, which is extremely dangerous. Now, I'm going to go back to the life cycle and keep that in mind about the hierarchy of needs, because we'll cover a bit of that. The hierarchy of needs is very evident in our younger years. And I break the life cycle down into three different areas. What I call growing years, then a plateau, and then decline. Growing years are your birth, your childhood, your teenage. And we're growing in every manner. We're encouraged to grow in every manner. I mean, physical size changes, obviously. We're starting to walk. We're starting to get muscles, get stronger. You want to be, you know, grow up to be a big boy, drink all your milk. Educationally, we're encouraged to learn new things, whether it's at home, in our church, and all surroundings. I mean, you, at some point in time, you learn that when that red eye on the stove is red, that means it's hot. You're learning stuff. You're encouraged to learn all kinds of things. You're encouraged and rewarded for learning things. Spiritually, and I don't just mean faith. I do mean faith. That is a big part of it, but basically developing your belief system. In general, seeking out what is your meaning of life. And belief system can be, of course, it can be faith, but also can be, you know, I believe everything my sister tells me until I found out that she was telling on me and she was lying about me because she didn't want to get in trouble. Now I'm not so sure in my belief system that I believe my sister. All teachers are right until one proves me wrong, and I learn, I'm educated that person's, that all teachers aren't right. This is building up our spiritual or our belief systems. And believe it or not, in that, the not so much birth, but believe it or not, in childhood and in teenage years, romantic and sexual pursuits begin and flourish. You know, the cooties game from kids, that is the beginning of all that stuff. So, and as crazy as it sounds, we're encouraged on these things, you know. Ballroom, cotillion, dances at school, get a date for this, have you called so-and-so, developing friendships, you know, and doing social activities. They're encouraged. That's a big thing in the growing years. And these go along with the physiological needs that we're encouraged about, getting stronger because you need to drink your milk or eating things or what have you. And what's happening during this time is we're developing, and the big thing I keep bringing up is we're encouraged to. We're rewarded for it. We're rewarded for the first time we walk across a floor. Yay, that's great, that's fantastic. I talk about that in the balance episode when I talk about a child walking across the floor. We're encouraged for that. Rewarded for any kind of physical accomplishment. So we want to get better. You know, I want to be first. I want to be on the top of the podium. I want to get the ribbon. It's so important now about rewarding that we're going crazy with these participant ribbons. But why is it important? Because we're fulfilling that hierarchy of needs. We're going to the self-fulfillment needs, the esteem needs. And we make sure those are satisfied. Winning the girl, winning the boy, winning the scholarship, awarded an acceptance letter to college, completed a boot camp once you go into the service. These are accomplishments. These are things that we're growing with. These are things that we're encouraged on, rewarded with, and what have you. And most of that reward, the majority of that reward comes from outside. And in that stage, you basically have somebody else that says, you know what, I'll focus on your developing. It's a parent. I'll take care of your needs as far as that goes. You basically go out and have fun. You grow. I want you to grow. I want you to change. I want you to develop. I want you to get better. Well, at some point in time, that actually changes. I mean, there comes a time when we're not so crazy about physical size. I've got clients that come in and sit down and tell me all the time, I don't want to get big or run a marathon now. I'm not looking to do that. That also happens with education. Well, this is the way I've always done it. It's the way I want to do it. Not really interested in learning, moving, changing more. Believe it or not, our belief system, basically, once we hit a certain time on the calendar experience level, it's kind of established. Even spirituality, a lot of times, it's established. And romantic pursuits, even when deemed necessary, are sometimes treated obscure. They're something that we stop doing. We stop the growing. We stop the development. There's an age where that kind of stops. And believe it or not, this is going to sound crazy, I know, but think of that. Birth, childhood, teenage. You're encouraged to grow. You're encouraged to eat. You're encouraged to be active. You're encouraged to develop, get stronger. There's a belief system that you know that all that's going to happen. Well, then you hit a plateau. And what I call a plateau is the college service job years. Now, stay with me on this, because I know plenty of people argue that romantic pursuits kind of go through the roof. But you've got a separating from the family. The shift focuses. The focus of developing and taking care of your needs and your reward system, what have you, shifts from somebody else, a parent, a teacher. It shifts more to your own ability to reward yourself. Also, the focus completely changes. A lot of information here, but separating from the family, connecting to peers becomes important, which that changes, again, that changes the belongingness and love needs and the hierarchy of needs, but it's still the same hierarchy of needs. It shifts, though. And when we begin to seek rewards, a lot of these rewards we start to seek, believe it or not, deal with less activity. You also don't have somebody focused on your growing as far as your nutrition is concerned. Less activity is rewarded as success as things like getting the close parking space. Or, I don't have to do that anymore, I have people for that. And if you're in a menial job, not a career, not something that you're passionate about, well, then your self-fulfillment needs are affected. And begins to change your focus, begins to change your attitude about everything. Now, that's a lot I'm throwing at you, I'm sure. I'm going to break a little bit of that down when we come back from the break and show you how that's the beginning of it. But as our focus shifts, we start to force ourselves to decline. I know I'm going kind of deep today. Stay with me. I promise you it's worth it. You're listening to Garrett Williamson, the Personal Edge Fitness Podcast, talking about the lie of aging. Be right back.
Sun comes up. Welcome back to the Personal Edge Fitness Show, helping you on the road to a healthy lifestyle. Here now, Garrett Williamson.
All right, back talking about the law of aging and how lifestyle affects that. I threw a lot at you in the last segment. I know I did. I know I did. Talking about growing and developing as a child and a teenager and from birth all the way up to teenager and actually leaving high school. Nobody doubts that that's a growing period. Nobody doubts that you're encouraged to eat, to get stronger, to be active, to and you get rewarded for those things. And you seek that fulfillment from other people. And I said that you hit a plateau when you get to leaving high school, leaving the home, and going either to college or into the service or into a job, and things kind of plateau. And you may think, well, not so much. Well, there's quite a few things that happen in our lifestyle at that time that deal with activity and nutrition, strictly because our hierarchy of needs is still there, but the focus has shifted. One thing that you start, which is very simple, is that there's no more participating in PE or varsity athletics. Now, some of us that went to college, you know, we got involved in either varsity athletics there. I was a pole vaulter at Georgia. And some people getting into intramural sports. But that regularity of activity, whether it was physical education, varsity athletics, playing games on the weekend, whatever, that starts to slow. And some people may argue that it increases in college for some people. Yes, it does. But it depends on how much of that you take on yourself. The responsibility shifts. And so typically somewhere around in there, the activity starts to decline. Activity like taking care of chores at home, doing things that you were required to do. You don't have to do that anymore. So maybe you don't. The structure changes. Becomes more your responsibility. And it also becomes very important to fit in. So activities change in general. And what happens here, and I can go much deeper in this and bore you to tears with it, I'm sure, is that your activity is greatly, greatly changed and many times greatly diminished. at the same time, nutrition is affected. I mean, we don't have the freshman 15 in high school. You ever think about that? We got the freshman 15 in college, but we don't have the freshman 15 in high school. And many people will tell you that going from a grade school to middle school, or mainly from grade school, middle school to high school, that can be a very stressful, drastic change. But yet we don't refer to the freshman 15 in high school. We refer to it in college. And why do we have it in college? It's not because of any kind of bad food. Y'all know how I feel about that. But it's because of this change in our lifestyle that we start to make these changes. And that's where the beginning of those nutritional changes that's where it all begins. And you go back to my nutrition show and you'll see how that actually causes you to deteriorate. So, well, after you go through this plateau period and take time off from and making some adjustments and have some activity and nutritional changes, well, what happens next? Your focus again shifts. It shifts more off of yourself and onto typically somebody else. Now, if you're either a spouse or you know, getting married, a significant other, that is a typical lifestyle change, and you start to shift your focus to someone else and off of yourself. Nobody's so much focusing on you like when you were a child. I don't think that anybody should. But keep in mind what I'm trying to show here, that hierarchy of needs doesn't change. We change our lifestyle, we change our nutrition, we change our activity. These things cause deterioration. Time doesn't cause it. I'm not asking everybody to have a parent all their lives. What I'm trying to prove to you is that time does not cause this deterioration. In a marriage, you're committing to a spouse, you're learning to care for others, and you pay closer attention to your career demands, you pay closer attention to somebody else's needs, not your own. And in many ways, and there's a lot more to the subject, but in many ways, your needs get kind of pushed aside. And now you're starting to get behind the eight ball. Whether you were active and you were bulletproof, invincible, now you're beginning to stop some of these activities. You're beginning to stop some of these challenges. Your focus is changing. You're beginning to retard some of the nutritional things that you need. And you focus on, well, obviously, your family. Then children come along. And they are a blessing, and nothing against children, but now major adjustments. Because even if you and your spouse were doing 5Ks together and what have you, some of that changes. It doesn't always have to. But our activity and our becomes more compartmentalized in that I work out 3 days a week for half an hour. Well, how many times did you measure it when you were growing up? You worked out every day, all the day. I mean, you were active all the time. PE and varsity athletics were just part of it. You were always active. You were always doing things. And now it's compartmentalized if it's happening at all. Also, nutritional changes like I've talked about, but something that I'm not speaking about, and that is our reward system. Our reward system before dealt mostly with growth, changing, educating, what have you, and growing in all these areas. Now our reward system, it changes. It changes to more of less activity, less schedule, less constraints, less control, less being controlled, excuse me. And this teaches us to slow down. And I'll tell you what I'm talking about. When did you get your first recliner? I didn't get mine until I was like 40. I think I was actually behind the ball. Some of us that are old enough to remember when they first got their first remote-controlled TV. And I was the remote control and what have you, but we won't go back that far. How about, like I said earlier, who do they give the close parking space to? Do they give it to the interns? Do they give it to the vice presidents? What's the age difference? How about when can you afford a nice dinner out? When can you afford alcohol at dinner or every day having a drink when you get home? At what today's stage in your life do you have somebody that can cut the grass, wash the dishes, clean the garage? And these things like little things. Well, I never had to clean the garage, so that's not it. Okay, fine. But each one of these little things, they come together as less activity and also seeking seeking opportunity to not challenge yourself, seeking opportunity to lose your balance because you're not having to squat down and clean your tires anymore. You got somebody to wash the car for you, or you can afford to take it to a car wash. These are things that change in our lifestyle. Besides what I'm talking about being focused completely on somebody else, you change these when you change these activities, you're actually teaching yourself to degenerate. You want your child, when they're growing up and they're learning to walk, you want them up. You want them learning to balance. You want them to hold on to something. You want them to walk towards you. You want them to grow. You want them to develop. Like we talked about in the balance episode, we want to take that dirt path that's in our cerebellum and develop it to a four-lane highway. That's how we increase our balance. Now what we're doing through our lifestyle, not because time passes on the calendar, what we're doing is we're training ourselves to take that four-lane highway and bring it back to a dirt road. We're training our muscles not to grow. We're teaching our body, hey, I don't need that muscle anymore. Go ahead and chew it up and use it for energy. Go to the activity episode when I talk about development in muscle. You'll know what I'm talking about. But we're doing this to ourselves. And after a while, you'll see things, and there's several exceptions to the story. For instance, people that compete later in life, or they compete all the way through. They're doing this because of self-actualization. They're doing this for esteem needs. And I know it. I'm one of them. I've raced at 8 times for Team USA at World Championships. I'm working on going to my next one. I know how much it means to me, and that's why I do it. I love it. It's fantastic. And you have a lot of people that do that. But again, it's not like we were when we were children. And also, many of those individuals are ostracized. Weekend warriors. You know, trying to regain his youth. You'll never be as good as you once were. You've got saboteurs in that. Friends, family, even healthcare professionals. You're too old to be doing that. And since we start changing the focus, we start changing our schedule, changing our activities, strictly because of lifestyle, and it's inherent in our natural life cycle that we do these things. That's why when I'm speaking to people about the law of aging, and they say, "Well, gosh, Garrett, look around. You've got all kinds of people. Most of them look they look older. They're losing muscle, whatever." Right. This is why. We all live that same type of life cycle, and once we get to retirement, when the children leave the nest, when we start trying to find, after living for, 18 years, sometimes longer, in that state of concerning ourselves with somebody else, now we're thinking, okay, now what do we do with ourselves? And we've lived in that declining period so much. This is why people think that when they hit a certain age, it's just so much harder to work out and so much harder to exercise. It's not. It really isn't. It's no different. It is absolutely no different than coming back from 4 months off and going to the first day of football practice. It's harder that day. Well, you've regressed. But by the middle of the season, second, third week, whatever, you're back in top form. This is what happens when we hit, when many times I have individuals that now they've got time to themselves and they actually want to get stronger. They want to regain those strengths or regain those. They feel like they've almost missed the boat because they have to dedicate so much more time to regaining it. You can regain it. Absolutely. I promise you. But again, like I say, it's because of the things that we've done to ourselves that causes this, not time passing on the calendar. I've got some answers for you. I know I've thrown a lot of information at you, but I've got some answers for you when I come back in the final segment on how we can make changes here. I sure appreciate you going with me down this road. I know it's a lot of information. This is Garrett. I'm talking about the law of aging on the Personal Edge Fitness Show. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Personal Edge Fitness Show, helping you on the road to a healthy lifestyle. Here now, Garrett Williamson.
Okay, welcome back. Again, we're talking law of aging. And I told you a lot in that last segment. I know I'm throwing a lot of information at you, and I was talking about in the life cycle, there are three different parts. There's growing, there's the plateau, and then there's declining. And I was speaking about the declining, and it kind of closed off quickly in the last segment. I want to throw a couple more things about that declining. That usually, we're in full decline mode, I guess you'd say, once we hit the empty nest syndrome and retirement, what have you. And there's no reason for us to decline. But what happens is because we've had that plateau period, we've had that change period, and we feel like we've almost missed the boat because we have to dedicate so much time to regaining the strength and regaining the abilities we once had. The opportunity to add years to your life has not changed. It has not changed unless you have some kind of debilitating injury, not an injury, but a debilitating injury. The opportunity to add years to your life has not changed. The desire to commit has changed. And it can be longer, it can take longer to repair, longer to get you back, but it can be done. But the desire has changed. I run into this with a lot of my clients and speak to them about that are over the age of 65, let's say, and ask them many times, you know, why it took them so long to come in. And one of the things they tell me is it's just, you know, I don't want to fail. I'm done failing. And I can understand that. I can definitely understand that. But that's part of education. They did it wrong. Let's do it again. They don't really want to fail. They're not interested in failing. And that's why so many people come in and say, look, I'm not interested in running a marathon. I'm not interested in getting stronger and being bigger. Contrast that with a growing child, a teenager, an 18-year-old. Can't wait to be 21. A 15-year-old that can't wait to be 16. I can't wait till I make the varsity. And now we're saying, nah, I really don't want to. And I'm perfectly fine with that. That may be your level of wellness. I can't tell you enough. I don't have a problem with those things. What I have a problem with is telling me you can't. What I have a problem with is the lovely lady that came in the other day. And the first thing she said to me, I said, how can I help? And she said, well, I'm 63. Now, when I was working out, I was 53. And I know I can't do that again. It's the first sentence out of her mouth. Why? Why? It has nothing to do with time, but it's so ingrained in our thought process because of this law of aging. So I told you I had some answers for you. And if you have any more questions about this subject, please feel free to call me. I do have a book coming out on it, but I'll be more than glad to answer any questions you may have on it because I'm just touching on some of these subjects, but you can contact us at 251-278-3343. That's 251-278-EDGE. You're welcome to email me at garrett@personaledgefitness.com. Contact us via our website, personaledgefitness.com, or our Facebook page, Personal Edge Fitness. And Personal Edge Fitness is located at 513 West I-65 Service Road North, with the base of Spring Hill. And we can handle a lot of this in a consultation with you if you'd like us to. I'm more than glad to talk to you about that. There's hope, folks. There's more than hope. There's more than hope. The way we've been living and believing this is a lie. This is something that we do to ourselves, and the great thing is we can turn around and change it. Okay, I told you that I had some answers for you. We'll go back to that hierarchy of needs I keep talking about. Because we like, especially guys, we mature and then we think, you know, I don't need the ribbons, I don't need the rewards, I don't care what anybody thinks. Yeah, you do. You care what somebody thinks. I promise you, you do. You show up to your job, you care what your boss thinks. You come home, it's in your career. You care what your wife thinks. You care what your husband thinks. You care what your kids think of you. I mean that self-actualization, those esteem needs are there. They're there. And so we want to make sure that we're pursuing those things. We want to make sure it's okay. It's okay to have those rewards. It's okay to seek challenges that are rewarding to you, just like you did when you were a kid. Now, I'm going to speak about activity. I mean, it's what I do for a living. It's not the only thing, because there's a lot more in the hierarchy of needs that you need to address that keep you, quote unquote, young. I'll get to a little of that in a minute, but let's talk about the physical. You know, if you liked playing basketball when you were a kid, there's no reason you can't play basketball again. If it was running a race, we got plenty of people that go out and do 5Ks, either walk them or run them, or the Spartan race series, the triathlons, the bowling. It doesn't matter. If you like doing those things, don't think about, well, I can't do it now because I'm, as a lady said to me the other day, I'm not 53 anymore, whatever magic age. We'll start where you are. Start where you are and walk before you run. Same way you did as when you were a kid. You've just brought it back to that level. You can turn it right around again. You can regrow muscle at any age. I'm going to repeat my previous two shows. All this is easy. The nutrition side of it, the activity side of it can be completely changed. But climb a mountain. Find your physical want. You've got one, I promise you. My physical want, sit on my tail in my recliner. It's not always been that way. It's gotten that way, but it's not always been that way. And it may require you to look to your youth, but if you were once there, you can find it again. I will tell you this, though. Here's the one that may slap you in the face. I never liked any kind of physical, this, that, and the other. I never liked doing everything. Well, I tell you what. If you're interested in living longer, you need to find one. You need to find an outlet. Or deteriorate quicker, and if that's your choice, and this sounds like I'm joking, I'm not joking. If it's your choice, that's fine. Just don't tell me. Don't tell me you can't. And if that is your choice, you might want to keep it to yourself. And the reason I say that is that then you become a saboteur for somebody else. What do I mean by that? I can't believe. Oh gosh, you're doing that thing. It's crazy. You can't be doing that stuff at your age. Or ostracizing somebody. I bet you're a lot slower now. Yeah, I bet it hurts a lot more, doesn't it? This negative talk. You know, you're just a saboteur. Make a plan to pursue this thing forever. Try to make the varsity. I'm serious. We actually refer to anybody that's over 75 as the varsity. So our 70-year-olds, they aren't even there yet. You know, keep improving. Keep getting better at it. Get to where your level of wellness is. Wow, I can play golf every single day. I can go for a walk. I can run a 5K, jog it in 30 minutes, a slow time. Whatever. Get to your level of wellness and stay there. Seek nutritional guidance for every stage of life. This is extremely important. As I said in the nutritional talk, and there was a lot more information there, but I focused on two particular topics. One was water. Everybody knows I focus on water. Everybody knows I think water is the... Everybody thinks, many people think that I think water is the answer for everything. It's not. But 50% of adults don't drink enough water. Water, definitely. Protein. Protein every day of your life, every meal, every day. But sit down with that dietitian. Talk about not only what your nutritional needs are for your kids when you're in that plateau phase, but what are your nutritional needs? Look for fulfillment in spirituality, whether it's a belief system, whether it's learning new things, what have you. And, you know, romantic fulfillment or companionship, very important. Very important. That causes you to quote-unquote age. It causes you to deteriorate, if not. And plan your focus always. You've got this hierarchy of needs. You know that you've got a focus on your children or your career or whatever, wherever you are in your stage of life, but you need to focus on yourself. You got to take care of those things. Keep in mind, the thing that gives a lot of my clients permission to take care of themselves is that the excuse they say is, I've got to take care of somebody else. I've got to take care of my job because I got to take care of my family. Okay, you'll do that best if you are the best you. So when you're doing these things, you're doing them, literally, you're doing them for your family. You're doing them for that significant other. You're making the best you. Therefore, you can be the best for them. We constantly look to remain relevant. We constantly want to seek fulfillment. So, and I know you've probably heard this, but it's true. Volunteer. If you've been in a business, consult people. Consult, do some help the next person coming up. Cut the grass, make your bed, be a mentor. Have a purpose to get up out of bed or sooner than you want, WANT, you won't. You follow me on that? Have a purpose to get up out of bed or sooner than you want, you won't. Folks, it's a choice. It is our responsibility. It is a choice. When it comes to that, I want you to choose. I want you to choose your level of wellness. I want you to find, where do you really want to live, and go after that. But do not blame deterioration on time. Not when you have full control of it. Now, it's a lot of information I threw at you today, I know. And believe it or not, I just barely touched on the surface of lifestyle. But next week, eat your Wheaties. That's the biggest one. We're going to be talking about the most important aspect that causes us to deteriorate as time passes on a calendar. And it's mindset. It all starts there. If you can get that right, you've more than won half the battle. I sure appreciate you listening to me and joining me today. This is a subject that's very near and dear to my heart. I'd be more than glad to share any more information on it. You can welcome to contact me. If you have any questions, you have any comments, you have any criticisms, or you disagree, please contact me. Join me next week when we finish up our series on the lie of aging, when we discuss mindset. I sure appreciate you listening today. This is Garrett Williamson. You've been listening to the Personal Edge Fitness Show, where we are dedicated to helping you find your level of wellness. Have a good evening.
This has been the Personal Edge Fitness Show, helping you live a successful lifestyle. Continue the journey next Tuesday at 6, when Garrett Williamson brings you another edition of the Personal Edge Fitness Show on FM Talk 106.5.